20 years ago, Danny Bland was a Seattle musician, a porn shop clerk, and a heroin addict. These days, Bland is clean and sober. He road manages other rock bands, and he writes in his free time. His first novel, In Case We Die, has been published recently by Fantagraphics. Bland modeled his protagonist, Charlie Hyatt, on his own life. Hyatt works the graveyard shift at a downtown porn emporium. He spends his money on his next drug fix, and he pines for the girl he loves. Danny Bland says it was a little hard to revisit that period of his life, even through the lens of fiction.
Some parts of it were painful, some parts of it are funny. You know, I mean, as a clean and sober person now, we never want to forget what it was like. And you don't want to become complacent and even pretend like you're a normal person anymore, because that's a dangerous place for folks like me to be. So I've regularly revisited those feelings and that time.
You've changed. Charlie changes in the book. Seattle has changed.
Yeah.
I was thinking about then and now. What do you see from your vantage point?
Right now I'm just thinking about the physical area where the Champ Arcade was located. And now it's home of the, what is this? It's like a big corporate strip club now. Really, walking around that part of town now, it's so clean. it used to be really, really nasty. And if you when I would step outside at the Champ Arcade at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and smoke a cigarette And it's funny, because thinking of that now, it's like I didn't need to step outside and smoke a cigarette. I could have done it inside. But I stepped outside to see what was going on mm-hmm. in the neighborhood and to invite trouble, really, if I'm honest about it. And there was plenty to be found. And, you know, there was a time in the summer of 1990 where it was like a war zone down there. And, me and my coworker, there would always be two of us working that shift. We got in physical altercations all the time. They're always dealing with drunks and maniacs and, the kind of people that descend upon a 24-hour-a-day porn shop at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Why did you take a job there in the first place?
Well, I don't have a lot of skills. I'm not particularly educated. But at the time, I thought it was paradise, because I was playing in a rock band, so I could, I could rehearse or do a show and then go to work. You could show up drunk, you could show up in any kind of condition, and generally they were just happy you showed up. And I liked porn when I got there. The sparkle sort of went off of that after a while, but that's kind of a lie too. But
I mean, it's not like working in a donut shop where you just sort of are done with the smell of sugar.
It doesn't work quite like that. And I always sort of gravitated towards the seedier side of life anyway. So it was always interesting. It was a circus. I mean, it was never boring.
I bet if anything in here resembles any stories that happened to you. I understand you have a daughter who's sort of a little bit younger than Charlie Hyatt in this book, but right. Did you impart the lessons that you've learned to her? Honey, don't follow my example?
I hope so. I've been open about my drug use and a lot of things that I've done, and part of that is because I like to be honest with her, and part of it is because, it's genetic predisposition, so she might also have the same demons as me. Hopefully she'll never find out. But, she has a copy of the book. I gave her a copy when The Galley came out. We've never discussed it in detail.
This is a book, but it's also an audio book, and it's a different kind of audio book. It's kind of a who's who of musicians right. and performers or non-performers, people that have passed through your life. And I wondered how that came together. Was that something that you really wanted to see happen?
Yeah. I mean, I was just trying to think of ways to get attention, to get noticed in this world, because publishing, like the music business, publishing is the Wild West, and you have to figure out how to get some attention. And there might be 10,000 books coming out the same month as mine. I have a few resources, and I made some friends over the years, and that was my idea, is just we'll do an audiobook, and I don't really know much about the audiobook world. Like, I've heard a few. I'm a fan of podcasts, and I listen to those, like, on long drives on tour. So I don't know if anyone's ever done one like this before, which is, you know, kind of a compilation album for an audiobook, but I have some great coworkers and great friends, you know, like Dave Alvin is one of my best friends in the world, and he probably has one of the greatest speaking voices and singing voices. Mark Lanigan and John Doe, these are some dreamy voices that I need to take advantage of. So
there's two readers in this that are kind of apart from the ones that you just mentioned. One of them is, well, he's not really apart, John Sinclair, who I confess I wasn't sure he was still alive, and Damien Eccles, yeah, who you were involved with in a different way.
Yeah, well, John Sinclair lives in Amsterdam now, and he is, you know, I mean, he managed the MC5, so I am friends with Wayne Kramer, and he recorded one, and I would have, you know, if I had made out my Wouldn't It Be Nice list of people to get on that, I would have never imagined that I could get John Sinclair, and I wouldn't have been able to, except for he just happened to be visiting Wayne, and Wayne asked him to sit down at the microphone to read it, and he did, and he's amazing. I mean, his voice is just, you know, it's honey-covered razor blades. It's amazing. And he got to read, just basically by accident, got to read the most perfect chapter for him to read, too, you know, the one that deals with Black Panthers and 60 counterculture types, and one of the greatest things, I wasn't there when he recorded, I was off on tour and Wayne just took him in, but I heard the whole unedited version of it, and there's a joke in there in the book where Charlie sort of discovers that he's, the drug dealer that he's talking to is an old Black man who happened to be a former Black Panther, and he's discovering this when he's at his house and looking at the photos on the walls, and Charlie and myself are quite enamored with them. So as he's sort of looking at these pictures on the wall and realizing the esteemed company that he's in, his girlfriend or partner in crime at the time walks up behind and looks at the photo and says, "Are you guys in a band?" And it's a subtle joke, but when John Sinclair read that on the unedited version, there's a beat, and then both him and Wayne Kramer just crack up in the studio. And that may be the proudest moment of my life.
Well, I was going to ask you about proud moments. After all those years of dreaming of being a writer,
right,
I'm holding in my hand the proof that you are one. How did you feel when you saw this book?
Oof. I would never be one to use a phrase as corny as dream come true, but there really isn't any other description for it. And it's funny because I've been secretly, I'm like just a big fan of books. Like, my book collection is insane, and I'm a snob too. Like, they're all hardback first editions, and a lot of them are signed, and most of them have those cheesy library plastic covers over them to protect them. I mean, I love books. Physically, I think they're a work of art as well as all the information that's inside, so I couldn't ask for anything more.
Danny, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Danny Bland's new book, also out as an audiobook, is called In Case We Die, published by Fantagraphics.